It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we went to our broadcast partners wherever we could find them in this world to find out about geopolitical events that are unfolding today so that we could have insight into how the prophetic passages of God's Word are moving closer and closer to fulfillment. We went to Ken Timmerman. He was in Europe, and there we talked to Ken about the Geneva talks between the world leaders and Iran, focusing on the nuclear program in Iran that everybody says is developing a weapon of mass destruction. David Dolan was reporting for us on the Middle East. We talked about how Israel is very much concerned about what's happening in Geneva, and the fact that if indeed world leaders decide to lift any of the sanctions, it could cause some real problems. Israel is very much concerned. Itamar Marcus, we focused on the recent Palestinian prisoner release, the Palestinians that had Jewish blood on their hands, terrorists who have been released to go back and possibly get involved in terrorism once again. Rabbi Yoel Karen gave us an update on the fight to control the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Dr. Rob Congdon reported how the European Union participation in the Geneva talks may have ramifications. Then Dr. John Whitcomb, we talked about there's no other planet in all of the universe that is inhabited. And we talked with Mike Gendron. He gave us the update on what's going on with the Pope and the Vatican. All of these broadcast partners brought very important reports to the table. Indeed, you need to listen to them. If you missed any of them, or you may want to re-listen to some of them, be sure to go to our website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. It's radio when you want it, when it's convenient for you to listen. And be sure to do me a favor, tell a friend about these different conversations and the issues that we discussed. Your friends need to know what's going on, and our broadcast partners give us the details behind all of the headlines. Again, you can go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, at my website, prophecytoday.com, to listen or re-listen to these conversations with my broadcast partners. But our focus on this look at the book has to be on the talks in Geneva, Iran's nuclear program, and their desire to develop a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. You know what I'd like to do in these next moments that we have together? I would like to look at Iran's past, its present, and the prophetic events that will happen as it relates to this very unique nation. Let's go back to the past, and we'd have to go back to the book of Ezra, chapter 1. Now, Ezra 1 is the record of how the Medo-Persian Empire had just defeated the Babylonian Empire. 150 years before the fact, Isaiah the prophet, in chapters 44 and 45, foretold of a man named Cyrus who would be the leader of this Medo-Persian Empire, who would come to power and actually allow the Jewish people to return to the city of Jerusalem to rebuild their temple. That's Ezra chapter 1. Ezra chapter 2, you can see all of those who were allowed, about 50,000, to go back to Israel for the purpose of building the second temple. In fact, Cyrus would help in funding the rebuilding of that temple. This is all in the book of Ezra. This is Persia. This is the nation which would become Iran today. By the way, all 12 tribes went back into the land at that time. As you study through the book of Ezra, and especially chapter 2, you'll see that members of the 12 tribes, remember that the Medo-Persians defeated the Babylonians, who had accumulated all the 12 tribes of Israel when they defeated the Assyrians. And so this history tells us that all 12 tribes were able to go back into Israel. Now that's the nation of Persia that we would refer to in biblical times as Persia, but modern-day Iran. because until 1936, Persia was the name known for Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. And in fact, Iran still speaks the Persian language. But let me take a moment to think about Persia, or modern-day Iran, today. Remember November 1979? That was when those radicals in Iran took the U.S. embassy and kept it for more than a year. That was the beginning of the Islamic Republic. The Shah was overrun at that time, and Ayatollah Khomeini came to power with an Islamic Republic. The Shiites were in charge of the world, seemingly, as they started doing terroristic activities across the world. And in fact, Ahmadinejad, who was the president for 8 years in Iran, who was the youth leader of that group that overran the U.S. embassy in 1979, came to power, and he said the 12th Imam, the Mahdi, Messiah in Arabic, would appear in Iran and come to power, then go to Jerusalem to set up a caliphate. This is the reason that today Iran believes they must destroy the Jewish state of Israel, and they're going to use a nuclear weapon of mass destruction to do that. Well, we've talked about Persia past, which is Iran in modern-day terms. We've talked about these people who have a prophetic significance as well. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and verse 5, talks about Persia being a part of that coalition of nations that will come against the Jewish state of Israel. We see all the players that are mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 38, Daniel chapter 11, and Psalm chapter 83, getting ready to form this coalition. If your enemy is my enemy, we then fight our enemy together. That's seemingly what is happening. Daniel chapter 11 talks about the king of the north, which is modern-day Syria, and we know how Iran has been playing a role in this civil war that is going on in Syria. When we look at the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and verse 2, it mentions Gog in the land of Magog. Magog would be modern-day Russia, and Russia is going to form that coalition of Islamic nations, Arab and Islamic nations, I should say, who will come against the Jewish state of Israel. All the players are moving into their positions on the stage of the world for that last drama to be played out. As we watch what's going on in Geneva at those talks between world leaders and Iran, negotiating what's going to happen as it relates to the Iranian nuclear program to develop a nuclear weapon of mass destruction, we can see the past, the present, and the prophetic coming into place so that we know we're at that point in history when God's word, God's prophetic word, is going to be fulfilled. But before that, of course, the rapture of the church. And with everything we've said on this broadcast and in this look at the book, I would have to say the rapture could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...